This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. To say the Philadelphia Eagles have never been football world champions is not accurate. Check out this old play-by-play from footage you can find online.
Well, we're going to have a full house here at Franklin Field this afternoon for this big game between the Western Conference winners, the Green Bay Packers, and the Eastern winners, the Philadelphia Eagles. A sellout crowd.
In December 1960, before the Super Bowl existed, the Eagles won the NFL championship, their third such championship. The Eagles were home team underdogs against the Packers, coached by future Hall of Famer Vince Lombardi.
The game today is billed as a test of Eagle air power with Norm Van Brocklin, the National Football League veteran throwing, and Packer ground strength featuring the hard running of Jimmy Taylor and Paul Hawning.
The Eagles entered the game having won the hearts of Philadelphians after an unexpected magic carpet ride of a season. Sound familiar? Fans paid $8 to $10 per ticket to watch the big game at Franklin Field in West Philadelphia. Coach Ray Priori sends his players, the Penn Quakers, out on that same field these days. I met up with him there to talk about the Eagles' last world championship victory. I asked him how the game has changed over six decades.
Football is football, right? Again, there's the running game, the passing game. Obviously, how technically sound or evolved the game has gotten into from video and watching film back in those games. Travel, I'm sure, is different back in those days of coming to and from, and the Eagles left already a week before the game even started. I would doubt that they probably left a week before they come from Green Bay to Philadelphia to practice and everything.
At the other microphone, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jack Whitaker.
Hornig moves up to the ball. The kick, an end-over-end down the middle, and the game is underway. Brown takes it on the four-yard line.
Did they provide analysis during the games back then, or did announcers like Jim Whitaker just call it as he saw it?
I would imagine they called it as they saw it, and basically the game analysis really started right when Monday Night Football started in the 70s. I don't think they probably discussed as much as the hows and the whys. They gave more the energy of the game, actually maybe the technical aspect of it.
Just a drive down to about the six-yard line.
In the game, was it rougher? Was it more physical?
And it looks as though an Eagle was hurt on the play. Burrows is getting up slowly.
The game was a little bit more violent, where I think protecting of the players, roughing the passer, I don't think was called as frequently then than it is today. And you've seen the game just in the last 5 and 10 years change from the physical.
That's the end of the half, and the score is Philadelphia 10, Green Bay 6.
I love the halftime show in 1960. There was a basic marching band making the shape of the letters USA. Nothing like Lady Gaga leaping off the top of the Energy Stadium in Houston.
Absolutely. Obviously, the way the game and sport has changed, it's for entertainment value. I'm sure there was no PA system and music going on between series and plays. There weren't as many TV timeouts, okay, which really prolonged the game. The game has changed and evolved to being one of the best spectator sports around.
Ray, the 1960 game was the only playoff defeat for Packers coach Vince Lombardi before the Packers team established their dynasty. Count them five NFL championships and the first two Super Bowls in seven seasons. The Lombardi legacy began here.
From a football coach perspective, it's pretty awesome. You know, Coach Lombardi, the Lombardi Trophy, which is presented to the winner, obviously, of the Super Bowl, is pretty special. I often say, as we walk through the tunnel game day morning, you can hear echoes of the great history and tradition that's coming out of Franklin Field.
Would you ever show these old reels or bits from YouTube to your players today?
Well, absolutely. I think we want to show them, obviously, history of football. We did have Chuck Bednarik, former Hall of Famer, Eagles great, Penn great, World War II veteran, actually addressed our team several times through the course of those years. And anytime you can have someone who can really talk to the essence of what you are playing, what you're doing, it becomes really, really inspirational to players.
Bednarik played in 1960.
He played on the 1960 team. He played offensive center and middle linebacker. 60-minute men, they would call him. So he played on offense and played on defense and never came off of the field. His nickname was Concrete Charlie. I believe he had more than 40-plus bombing missions in World War II.
Fascinating guy.
And now the Eagles jumping up and down, a happy bunch. The world champions defeat the Green Bay Packers 17-13.
The Eagles season in 1960 is described by historians and fans as magical. Going into the season, they were just okay, and they became a very spirited team. They had a fearless leader, Norm Van Brocklin. He's known as the Dutchman, is the Eagles' veteran quarterback, and he's tenacious, maybe to a fault. And one analyst said the team would bite, scratch, and kick their way to victory. Some describe the team as having a guardian angel watching over it. This team that we're watching in the Super Bowl in a couple of days also had that kind of grit and passion and took it one game at a time.
That's, again, the mark of a quality team, quality coaching staff, and quality leadership amongst a team that can take you for when you are losing players and how the next man up mentality comes in, staying on track for one more game and rising to the occasion, which we've all witnessed through the playoffs now.
Who is going to win Sunday?
Yeah, go Birds. Fly, Eagles, fly.
All right, on the road to history. Thank you so much, Coach.
You're welcome.